Good evening from Heath High School. Garrow H of the regionals for the first time since 1993, trying to get to the regional finals for the first time in school history. Garrow H, the 10th ranked team in Division 6, a record of 21-4. They won six in a row. They're taking on the 8th ranked South Webster Lady Chiefs, a record of 21-2, and they won two straight, 10 of their last 11. South Webster to the regionals for a fifth consecutive year and trying to get back to the regional finals for a second consecutive season. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Garrow H head volleyball coach Jessica Swartz on the pregame show on WKLM.
The other guy's insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently. Decrease employee turnover and increase your bottom line.
Having trouble with your farm equipment? Don't spend all your hard-earned money on buying new. Bring your equipment to Fisher Farm Service, located at 5327 Weller Road Northwest in New Philadelphia, and have their qualified technicians take a look at it. The technicians at Fisher Farm Service can fix your equipment and have it working as good as new. Their technicians specialize in tractors, combines, skid loaders, and balers. So the next time your farm equipment is not working to your standard, take it to Fisher Farm Service and get your equipment back to peak performance. Call Fisher Farm Service at 330-364-4449.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Philip C.T. Gindy is proud to sponsor this Garrow H broadcast. The primary care facility will treat patients of all ages, from pediatrics through geriatrics. Dr. Teague will help manage and diagnose a variety of common illnesses and conditions, covering a broad spectrum of health issues. They're located at 153.5 North Broadway in Sugar Creek in the Sugar Creek Family Medical Center, across from the fire station, and accept most major insurance plans. Call 852-3211 for an appointment. For 79 years, Millersburg Electric has been serving the area with quality home appliances, including the household brands of General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Frigidaire, as well as the custom line of Thermador. Their trained sales staff is prepared to meet your appliance needs, and an experienced delivery team is ready to provide professional, worry-free installation or take advantage of free in-carton drop-off to your home or business. Their factory-trained service staff ensures years of quality service after the sale. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83, or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Almost like Gary Lady Pirates head volleyball coach Jessica Swartz after capturing the first district title in 31 years here at the regional semifinals. And Jessica, I have to imagine first district title in 31 years has to be a little bit of maybe reminiscing here this past week, right? So people can combine and being involved with that past team 31 years ago.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of just discussion on Facebook and sharing and a lot of different things that have happened that have been a really fun experience for our kids, and I think even for the alumni to be able to like realize, oh, I was on that team 31 years ago and I remember when that happened. And so, and good luck to you guys for this week. So it's been a lot of fun.
Makes it a lot of fun, very special. How do you balance versus the well-deserved celebration but also focusing on the big match you have here tonight as well?
Well, right after our match, we got to work watching South Webster and trying to figure out what they do. And so it really kind of makes practice a pretty focused experience for us. We try hard to know what their tendencies are and to know what we're up against tonight.
And obviously you have that group here that wants to compete, has that kind of focus they've had all season long, correct?
Yeah, we have a really competitive group of kids this year, and they're young and they fight hard, but they also have some senior leadership that has really given them the freedom to feel like they can go out and compete and not be afraid. So that's been really fun.
You take on the Southwestern team. They've been kind of accustomed to coming to the regionals over the years here. What just stands out to you about this Southwestern team?
They definitely have the experience in this match. All of these seniors that they have played in this match for 4 years. And so we know that they're no stranger to this. We also know that they are going to serve tough and that they have some really nice disciplined defense, and they fight and they just really work hard to get every ball off the floor, or keep every ball off the floor. So we're ready for that. We're excited. We know what to expect in that regard. But we also know that, we're a little inexperienced in this match. And so we're hoping that the nerves can kind of subside and our kids can play in the present.
With that said, what are the things you're looking from your team? Is it a matter of just kind of keep doing what you've been doing type of thing?
Definitely. We know we have to serve tough. We have to be aggressive. We have to be aggressive attackers. And we have to win the ball control game, I think. We also really have to focus on our serve receive, which has been a primary focus for us all season.
Jessica, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
That's the voice of Gary Lady Pirates head volleyball coach, Jessica Swartz.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Havrin's Insurance in Millersburg.
Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated is proud to be a part of this Garaway broadcast. At Southern Brothers, they offer sand, gravel, topsoil, and fill dirt, mason sand, and concrete sand. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays from 7 to noon, and closed on holidays. Call 330-756-2244. That's 330-756-2244. Located on Sunland Road Northwest in Beach City. Sunland Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated. Men with true grit.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products and MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Having trouble with your farm equipment? Don't spend all your hard-earned money on buying new. Bring your equipment to Fisher Farm Service, located at 5327 Weller Road Northwest in New Philadelphia, and have their qualified technicians take a look at it. The technicians at Fisher Farm Service can fix your equipment and have it working as good as new. Their technicians specialize in tractors, combines, skid loaders, and balers. So the next time your farm equipment is not working to your standard, take it to Fisher Farm Service and get your equipment back to peak performance. Call Fisher Farm Service at 330-364-4449.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Last season, Gary finished up with a record of 12-12, and they were the 8th seed in the Division III East District Tournament. And Gary would win over the number 7 seed Barnesville, 3 in straight sets in their first tournament, the sectional tournament win. Then they fell to the 6 seed Claymont in straight sets in the sectional championship 8 seasons ago. South Webster finished up at 26-1 last year, and they were the top seed in the Division III Southeast 1 District, and they won in straight sets over the 25 seed Wellston to capture the sectional championship, a win in the district semifinals over the 12 seed Alexander in straight sets, and also capture the district title in straight sets over the 18 seed Meigs. Then in the regional semifinals last year, South Webster won 3-1 over Adena before eventually falling to Meadowbrook in straight sets in the regional championship last year. That was the only loss for South Webster last season, that loss in the regional finals to Meadowbrook. And again, they finished up at 26-1 a season ago. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Philip C.T. Gimdi is proud to sponsor this GearWe broadcast. The primary care facility will treat patients of all ages, from pediatrics through geriatrics. Dr. Teague will help manage and diagnose a variety of common illnesses and conditions, covering a broad spectrum of health issues. They're located at 153 and a half North Broadway in Sugar Creek and the Sugar Creek Family Medical Center, across from the fire station, and accept most major insurance plans. Call 852-3211 for an appointment.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated is proud to be a part of this GearWe broadcast. At Southern Brothers, they offer sand, gravel, topsoil and fill dirt, mason sand, and concrete sand. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays from 7 to noon, and closed on holidays. Call 330-756-2244. That's 330-756-2244. Located on Sunland Road Northwest in Beach City. Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated. Men with true grit. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
GearWe comes in with just four losses on the season. Of course, they had the straight sets loss at Tuskegee Valley back on August 27th. Also lost 3-2, and that was at Coshocton, and that was back on September 9th. And also fell 3-2 to Highland at home back on October 3rd as well in three of their four losses on the year. And also, of course, they lost in 3-1 earlier in the season at Strasburg as well. Since that last loss, though, to Highland in October 3rd, they have rounded off six consecutive wins, and GearWe has a record of 21-4, and they are their 10th ranked team in Division 6, are the GearWe Lady Pirates. Fourth, South Webster, just two losses on the season after they had just one loss last year. They began the season with 11 consecutive wins before going down 3-2 at Wheelersburg, and then they won 8 in a row before falling in the straight sets to the St. Wheelersburg team on their home floor on October 8th. So that's the only two losses this year coming to the same team, Wheelersburg, for South Webster on the season. They have won two straight in 10 of their last 11 matches coming in. South Webster, a record of 21-2 on the year. They're the 8th-ranked team in Division 6. We'll take another break. Come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Discover this new construction plan unit development single-family home located at 1001 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg. That is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $239,000. This townhouse property was built in 2023 and has two bedrooms and two full baths with 1,400 square feet. Located in the West Oaks Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. At MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free shamclap shiplap siding. The perfect blend of style and durability. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their shamclap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. No staining, no sealing, just stunning hassle-free elegance. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with shamclap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsighting.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Having trouble with your farm equipment? Don't spend all your hard-earned money on buying new. Bring your equipment to Fisher Farm Service, located at 5327 Weller Road Northwest in New Philadelphia, and have their qualified technicians take a look at it. The technicians at Fisher Farm Service can fix your equipment and have it working as good as new. Their technicians specialize in tractors, combines, skid loaders, and balers. So the next time your farm equipment is not working to your standard, take it to Fisher Farm Service and get your equipment back to peak performance. Call Fisher Farm Service at 330-364-4449.
Here we begin this season's tournament trail in Division 6 as the top seed in the East District. They won in straight sets over the 9-seed Shadyside to capture the sectional title at Garaway. Then won 3-1 over the 5-seed Shenandoah before capturing the district title, of course, with that win over the 3-seed Highland, 3-1 for the first district championship since 1993 in 31 years. On the other end for South Webster, the top seed in the Southeast 2 District, and they won in straight sets over the 8-seed Waterford before capturing the district title in the two-match district as they won over the 4-seed Southeastern in straight sets to capture yet another district title for the South Webster team. For Garaway and South Webster squaring off tonight, Garaway, of course, comes in as the 10th-ranked team in Division 6. South Webster ranked 8th. End of Division 6 here at Heath. The winner of this match will take on Marion Pleasant, who won in straight sets over Nelsonville York in the regional championship. So be the winner of this match against Pleasant this Saturday, 2 o'clock, back here at Heath High School. Garaway, as I mentioned, first district title and first time to the regional since in 31 years. In 1993, they lost to Buckeye Trail in the regional semifinals, 2-1, of course, as a best of three back then, and also fell to Edina in the regional semifinals back in 1991. So if a win tonight for Garaway happens, it'll be the first ever trip in school history to the regional championship. For South Webster, they've kind of made it an old hat as they're to the regionals for a fifth consecutive year, trying to get back to the regional finals for a second consecutive year. They captured a regional championship back in 2021. And, of course, that year they won in the regional finals over Newark Catholic in the regional championship in straight sets, and then fell to Nelsonville York in the state semifinals that year, 3-1 in that season. It was New Knoxville who actually would go on to capture the state title in Division 4 back in that 2021 season. I mentioned South Webster falling to them in the state semifinals. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Other guy's insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently.
decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Phillips CT Gimdi is proud to sponsor this GearWe broadcast. The primary care facility will treat patients of all ages, from pediatrics through geriatrics. Dr. Teague will help manage and diagnose a variety of common illnesses and conditions, covering a broad spectrum of health issues. They're located at 153.5 North Broadway in Sugar Creek and the Sugar Creek Family Medical Center, across from the fire station, and accept most major insurance plans. Call 852-3211 for an appointment.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
And tonight's National Anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. Once again, tonight's National Anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. Taking a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for the Garraway Lady Pirates, starting for them will be freshman libero, that's Sydney Miller. Also starting for Garraway will be senior outside hitter, that's Morgan Schlabel, and senior middle hitter, that's Cora Head. Also for Garraway, a senior right side hitter and defensive specialist, Caitlin Mast. Sophomore outside hitter, Audrey Miller, and also sophomore center and Charlie Yoder, along with freshman middle hitter in Quinn Shores. Garraway, a record of 21-4, the 10th ranked team in Division 6. They won six matches in a row, and they're coached by Jessica Schwartz. For South Webster, starting for them this evening, that'll be junior libero, that's Annie Claxon. Also for South Webster is senior defensive specialist, that's Lauren Kaltenbach. Also a senior outside hitter, Michaela Raynard, and junior defensive specialist in center, Sydney Kesslar, and also sophomore in Kennedy Hamilton, and senior middle hitter, Mia Crum, and junior defensive specialist, Kenley Horner. South Webster has a record of 21-2. They're the 8th-ranked team in Division 6. They won 2 straight in 10 of their last 11, and they are coached by Darcy Claxon. We'll take a break. Come back with the opening serve after this on WKLM.
Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated is proud to be a part of this Garraway broadcast. At Southern Brothers, they offer sand, gravel, topsoil, and fill dirt, mason sand, and concrete sand. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays from 7 to noon, and closed on holidays. Call 330-756-2244. That's 330-756-2244. Located on Sunland Road Northwest in Beach City. Sunland Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated. Men with true grit.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Reminder, we are video live streaming tonight's match on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Casey Claxon is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. So go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and again, you can find the live stream coverage for tonight's match. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdon Mullins is back at WKLM Sports Central. Reminder, also tomorrow night we'll have playoff football coming your way. From Chillicothe, West Olds is going to be taking on Uniotto. And our hometown football Friday night pregame show begins at 6 p.m. for that kickoff at 7 o'clock. And also, of course, we'll have playoff football from Garraway, as we'll be broadcasting the Garraway Lakeview contest as well. Airtime about 6:15 for that kickoff again at 7 o'clock. Both those games will be video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page for tomorrow night. So stay tuned for that. And West Olds Uniotto will also be on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. The Garraway game will be on YouTube and also stream too on our website. So Garraway Lakeview, West Olds Uniotto for tomorrow night on WKLM. Also on, of course, Saturday, we're hoping to have Garraway Volleyball. If Garraway can win tonight, we'll have that regional championship on Saturday. We'll see how things play out tonight. And then, of course, coming up on Sunday, we'll have Boys Division 5 Regional Championship Soccer from Streetsboro. Central Christian will be in action in that one against Lake Center Christian. We'll be live streaming that contest as well on Sunday. That'll be a noon start. Airtime for that about 11:40 a.m. on YouTube and also on Stream 2 coming up on Sunday as well. Of course, that on top of Ohio State football against Penn State Saturday, Cleveland Browns football on Sunday, so plenty of sports this weekend here on WKOM. Garraway wearing their gray jerseys and also blue stripes and white numerals as well. And for South Webster, their black jerseys and black shorts and red numerals and white stripes for the Lady Jeeps here for tonight. Again, South Webster trying to get to the regional finals for a second consecutive year. Garraway trying to get to the regional finals for the first time in school history after advancing to the regionals for the first time in 31 seasons. And for the two sides, the winner of this will move on to Saturday's regional final against Marion Pleasant, who won over Nelsonville York in straight sets in the earlier regional semifinal being played here at Heath. So the winner against Marion Pleasant Saturday, 2 o'clock, back here at Heath High School in the regional championship match. Just about ready to get things in the way from Heath High School. Division 6 regional semifinal volleyball. And For the first serve, it'll be South Webster serving from left to right. And with that serve is going to be Addie Claxton. Of course, South Webster coached by Darcy Claxton, former Riverview High School graduate, the head coach here for South Webster. It'll be Claxton will send it over the net. Here's the dig out for Garraway. Now the set. And the spike over going to be slammed home on the kill by Garraway's Audrey Miller. And Garraway takes a 1-0 lead. And a side out to Garraway serving from right to left. It'll be Audrey Miller, the sophomore, at the service line. She will lob it over. Bumped high in the air by Claxton. And bump four now off the hand of the Kesslers. The spike over the net will be blocked. And diving dig by South Webster, bumped over the net by Claxton. And bump four near off the hands now of Miller. Here's a spike sent over by Morgan Stable. Now the set again for South Webster. Here's the spike sent over on the dig. Bump four. Now the set here by Charlie Yoder. Slammed over by Garraway. Set again off the hands of Kesslar. The spike over the net by the left-hander South Webster. Bump forward high in the air by Charlie Yoder. Spiked over by Garraway. Hits the right back corner. It'll be a point for the Garraway Lady Pirates. They take a 2-0 lead. Service point goes to Audrey Miller. Has a kill and a service point so far for Garraway. Up 2-0. Audrey Miller again at the service line. Sophomore will lob it over the net. It'll be a diving dig by Claxton. Off the hands now. Here's the dink over the net. No, into the net. And can't clear it on the hit by Michaela Raynard. And a point goes to Garraway. They have a 3-0 lead. Good start for the Lady Pirates. Game one of this best of five match. Miller lobs it over left back corner. Bumped high in the air. Now the set by Kesslar. Here's the spike. Off the top of the net. And dug out by Garraway somehow over the net. Set again. And the dink just over the net off the hands of South Webster. And the dig over by Garraway goes off the hands of Cora Head. Now the set. The spike over going to be diving dig by Sydney Miller. Bump four by Yoder. Set back over the hip by Garraway. Dug out by Kesslar. The set. Dink over the net by South Webster. Dug out by Garraway again. Bump four. And a spiked over by Morgan Stable. Bump four by Addie Claxton. Now the set by Kesslar. The spike slammed home to the center back line by Michaela Raynard. And she'll get the kill. Side out South Webster to get their first point. They'll serve it at 1-3, trailing by a pair. Play in 25, of course, win by two. And, of course, if you do get to that fifth set, it's the 15 win by two. At the line will be Michaela Raynard. And the senior will serve it over. Bumped high in the air, the bump four. Now the set by Yoder. Here's a spike by Morgan Stable. She'll find the right back corner for the kill. Morgan Stable, the IVC South Player of the Year. Side out to Garraway now have a 4-1 advantage at the service line as Cora Head and the senior will lob it over. Bump forward. Now the set by Kesslar. And the spike sent over by the left-hander. Too long on the hit, I believe, by Mia Crum. It will be indeed too long. Point goes to Garraway. 5-1 Lady Pirates. Cora Head at the service line. And she will lob it over. Bump four now by Claxton. Here's the set now by Raynard. That spikes it over. Dug out again off the hands of Garraway. Bump high in the air by Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. Again to that right back corner. She'll slam it home. Point goes to the Lady Pirates. Core ahead at the line with the 6-1 Garraway lead. And will serve it over. Bump four by Claxton. Now the set by Kesslar. Here's the spike sent over. And that time the kill by Mia Crum to the center back line. Side out Seth Webster. Crum has her first kill. And the Jeeps will serve it at 2-6, trailing by a 4. And the serve for Sydney Kesslar. Sends it over center back line. Bump four and high in the air. Now the set by Yoder. Here's the spike of Morgan Stable. And she'll slam it home. Morgan Stable doing what she does. Three kills for her, side out Garraway. And a 7-2 lead at the line. Going to be sophomore center Charlie Yoder. Yoder lobs it over. Left back corner before by Claxton. Now the set by Kesslar. Here's the spike slammed over by Mia Crum, and she'll slam it home. Crum has her second kill, side out Seth Webster. And serving at 3-7. And the winner moves on to Saturday's regional final against Marion Pleasant, who defeated Nelsonville York. It'll be Saturday, 2 o'clock here at Heath High School. Service sent over Dug out by Stabell. Here's the set by Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stabell. The kill by Morgan Stabell to the left back corner. Number four for Morgan Stabell on the kills in side out to Garraway. Up 8-3. And Stabell will have the serve as well. And the senior serves it over. Bump four. Now the set by Kessler. Spike off the net. Going to be a block. And a point goes to Garraway. 9-3, Lady Pirates. Stabell back at the service line. And Stabell serves it over. And diving dig attempt by Claxton. Can't get to it. Off her hands and does not return it. Point goes to Garraway. Nobody back in that right back corner area. And that's where Morgan Stabell served it. 10-3 lead for Garraway. And she'll slob it over. Left back corner, but this time bump forward. He'll be blocked at the net by Quinn Schwartz. Dug out by Claxton. Sit back over the slam by South Webster. Dug out, however, by Tango. Sit back over the hit by Schwartz. Bump forward high in the air and the set by Claxton now. Sit back over the net by South Webster. Dug out off the hands of Audrey Miller. Here's the spike. Slammed over by True Tango. And the set now by South Webster. The spike can be blocked again at the net by Schwartz. Here's the set again. And a spike sent over and falls into the middle of the floor on the other end off the hands of Carrie Sun. And a point goes to South Webster. To Sun with the kill, side out to the Jeep, serving out 4-10, trailing by 6. At the line will be Lauren Kaltenbach, the senior. She'll lob it over. Up four now by Sydney Miller. The set by Yoder. Here's the spike slammed over by Audrey Miller. Dug out, however, by Claxton. Set back over. Here's the set again by Yoder. And the spike by Audrey Miller. Blocked. Dug out again off the hands of Morgan Stabell. Set by Yoder now. Spike by True Tango. Blocked again. And point goes to South Webster. Blocked at the net by Kennedy Hamilton that time around. And now serving at 5-10. South Webster down by 5. Kaltenbach lobs it over. Bump backwards off the ends of Audrey Miller. Cannot return it from that left back corner area. Another point goes to South Webster. Back-to-back service points for Lauren Kaltenbach, serving out 6-10. Game one of this best-of-five match. And Kaltenbach lobs it over. Bump forward now by Audrey Miller. Dug out by Tango. Sit back over by Charlie Yoder. Bump forward by Claxton now. Here's the set by Clark. It'll be spiked over now in the hands of South Webster. They'll get the kill. And with that kill that time for South Webster, going to be Michaela Raynard. And now serving at 7-10 is South Webster. Serve sent over by Kaltenbach. Bump high in the air by Audrey Miller. Off the hands now of Sydney Miller. Set back over by Morgan Stabell. Bump forward by Claxton. Here's the set by Kessler. And the spike slammed over by Brainerd. Bump forward. Dug out over the net. But wide left on that hit by Quinn Schwartz. Point goes again to South Webster. Kaltenbach on a roll here at the service line. And he's got South Webster back into this and down 8-10. So Kaltenbach the serve. 5 straight points overall for the Jeeps. And she'll serve it over. And too long that time as Schwartz and Schlabel wisely let that go. And a side out back to Garraway, serving now at 11-8. 3-point lead for the Lady Pirates. Quinn Schwartz is at the service line. Schwartz sends it into the net. Does the freshman, and it'll be a side out over to South Webster. Jeeps will serve it at 9-11, trailing by a pair at the line. That's going to be sophomore Carrie Sun. Sun will send it over. Bumped off the hands of Sydney Miller. Can't return it. Point goes to South Webster. And now back to within one. Sun with a kill. Now a service point to her credit. Serving at 10-11 now for the Jeeps. She'll send it over. Bumped forward by Sydney Miller. Now to Morgan Stabell. Sent over by Audrey Miller. Deflected. Diving dig now by Claxton. Here's the set by Kessler. The spike sent over the net and slammed home by Carrie Sun. Point for Southwestern. We're tied up at 11 apiece. Tied at 11. And Sun to serve it again. Sends it over. Bump four by Schlabel. Now the set by Charlie Yoder. Spike by Audrey Miller. Diving dig by Claxon. Off the hands of Sun now. Sit back over on the hit and dug out now by Charlie Yoder. To Sydney Miller. Here's the spike by Audrey Miller. Off the hands of Claxon. Diving dig a tip over the net. Slammed back home by True Tangle. Dug out again off the hands of Colton Buck. Sit back over into the net. However, this time on the hit by Michaela Raynard. And a point goes to Garraway. Side out to the Pirates, serving now 12-11. They'll regain the lead by a point. And stepping to the service line and checking in, Caitlin Mass, the senior. Serving at 12-11. And she'll serve it over. And off the hands, a tentative return by Lauren Kottenbach. Can't return it, point goes to Garraway. 13-11, Garraway, game one of this best-of-five match. Caitlin Mast at the line. And lobs it over. Faxon bumps it high in the air. Set now by Kestar. Here's the dink over the net off the hands of Raynard. And it falls into the left front corner. Point for South Webster. Side out to the Jeep. Serving out 12-13. Down by a point. At the line is Addie Claxon. Claxon lobs it over. Diving dig off the hands of Mast to Yoder. Can't return it. Point goes to South Webster. We're tied again at 13-all. So tied at 11 and 13 after Gary led 10-4 at one point. Claxon will get that service point. And that's her first. Claxon lobs it over the net. Bump forward by Morgan Stabel. And the set by Yoder. Here's the spike. Slammed over off the hit now. Time of four ahead. Bump forward. A spike over by Raynard. Dug off the hands of Caitlin Mast. Here's the spike. Slammed home to the left back corner. Audrey Miller, who gets the kill for Garraway. Second kill for Miller. Side out Garraway. Serving at 14-13. 1 point lead for the Lady Pirates. And serve sent over by Audrey Miller. It'll be dug out. Set by Kestar. Here's the spike. Slammed over. And dug out by Audrey Miller. Now to Mast. Sit back over by Charlie Yoder. Here's a set again by Kestler. And can't time in her jump. Going up fourth to try and dink it over was Mia Crum. Couldn't time it. And it falls down on the South Webster side. Point goes to Garraway. Now up 15-13. Audrey Miller will lob it just over the net. It'll be bumped forward by Raynor. And now the hit by Claxon over the net. Bumped forward by Sydney Miller for Garraway. Now the set by Yoder. Here's a spike by Morgan Stabel. He'll find the center back line for the kill. Back to a three-point lead are the Lady Pirates, 16-13. Audrey Miller, four service points here for game one. She'll serve it over. Bump four now by Claxon. Off the hands of Kestar. And a spike by Raynard. Blocked at the net. And dug out again by Colton Buck. Sent back over on the hit by Mia Crum. Now the set by Yoder. The spike going to be into the net. Point goes to South Webster. On the attempted spike by Cora Head. Side out to the Jeeps. They'll serve at 14-16. Either tied or trailed this entire game, but right in this one is at the service line now. He is going to be Michaela Raynard, the senior. She'll send it just over that dug out by Mast. Now above four by Yoder, by Miller, rather. The spike by Morgan Stabel into the net. And a point to South Webster. Now back to within one, 15-16. Raynard, her first service point for game one. Raynard lobs it over. Dug out. Set now by Yoder. Here's the spike by Morgan Stabel. She'll slam it home to the center back line. Morgan Stabel coming through as she does when Gary needs that point most and gets it right there. So sign out to Garraway. They have that 17-15 lead. Six kills for game one for Schlabel. At the line, Cora Head. She'll serve it over. Dug out by Claxon. Set back Kestler. Here's the spike sent over. Going to be a kill for South Webster. As it'll be slammed home that time on that hit by Bria Schubert. So Bria Schubert coming through that time around. Her first kill, side out to South Webster, serving at 16-17. Serve sent off the top of the net and be dug out by Morgan Stable. Set by Yoder. Stable will spike it over and dug out. Hit the wide left on the attempt to return. And a side out back to Garaway. So Stable will get credit for that kill. Side out to Garaway with an 18-16 advantage. Again, played a 25, win by two. Charlie Yoder at the line. She'll serve it over. And it goes a bit wide left. Going for that left back corner. But instead it'll be a wide and a side out to South Webster, serving at 17-18, down by a point. Back and forth we go throughout game number one. And the serve will be sent over by, on the serve by Mia Kett. It'll be sent back over on the hit by True Tango, who finds the right back corner. After Mia Crumb's serve, and now Tango gets the kill. Side out Garaway, 19-17. They have the lead by two. And a timeout called by South Webster, 19-17 Garaway. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Already closely contested here in game one of this best of five match, 19-17 Garaway. Winner moves on to Saturday's regional final against Marion Pleasant. That'll be at 2 o'clock here at Heath High School. Pleasant won in straight sets over Nelsonville York in the earlier regional semifinal here at Heath. At the line for Garaway, Morgan Stable out of the timeout. 2-point lead for Garaway. Stable will serve it over and goes too long over the head of Addie Claxton, lets it go, and a side out to South Webster. They'll serve it 18-19, back to within a point. So that timeout was timely for South Webster that time around. At the service line will be Lauren Coltenbach. And the senior will send it over. Bump forward by Schwartz. Here's a set by Yoder. Schwartz will send it over. And Dougie Dickatep off the hands down with Coltenbach. Spiked over by Raynard. Bump four now off the hands of Schwartz. Hits up in the air. Spiked by Audrey Miller, and she'll get the kill. She had to go after that one, and she found it, and she slammed it home. Side out Garaway serving at 20-18, and the freshman, Quinn Schwartz, is at the service line. Schwartz will lob it over. Bumped high in the air by Coltenbach. Here's a set by Kestler. The spike by Raynard. Hits it too long. Point Garaway. 21-18, Lady Pirates. First service point for Schwartz. And she will lob it over. Bump four. Now the set by Kestler. Here's the spike by Raynard. Deflected off the net. Be dug out. Now off the hands of the set by Yoder. The spike by Audrey Miller. And she'll get the kill to that left back corner. Audrey Miller again coming through. Garaway has taken a 22-18 lead. And Schwartz is running. She'll send it just over the net. Diving dig by Raynor. Bump four. Off the hands down. This dig of the net by Raynor. Diving dig by Charlie Yoder. The set by Schwartz. And gets called for the push on that attempted set. So side out back over to South Webster. Chiefs will serve it at 19-22. They trail by three. At the service line will be Kerry Sun. And Sun will serve it over. Dug up by Sydney Miller. Set by Yoder. Here's a spike by Audrey Miller. She'll get the kill. Side out Garaway up 23-19. 2 points away from getting a win in this first game of the best of five match. At the line, that's going to be Caitlin Mast. And not before timeout by South Webster. We'll take a timeout as well. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Check out this property located at 111 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $398,000. Currently set up as three floors of office space, former attorney and title company offices with lots of built-in cabinets and filing capabilities. It has the front desk reception area, conference rooms, private offices, and three half baths with an 11-space concrete parking lot. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Once again, this match being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Casey Claxon producing tonight's live stream coverage. Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's match. Here's the serve by Caitlin Mass out of the timeout, bump forward by Claxon. Here's a set by Kestar. Take over the net by South Webster. Dug out again. The set by Yoder. Here's a spike sent over. And it's going to be a kill for Cora Head to the center back line. Cora Head coming through her first kill of game one. Now Highland, or Garraway, with a chance for game point here in this first set, up 24-19. Caitlin Mast with the serve, sends it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Here's the dink of the net, this time by Kestar. Dug out by Garraway, set back over by Cora Head. Set again by Claxon. Now to Kestar. Here's a spike by Raider. She'll get the kill to the center back line. Side out, Seth Webster. Staying alive for now. Serving at 20-24. Still possible game point here for Garraway. Addie Claxon's at the service line. Claxon lobs it over. Off the hands of Sydney Miller, who can't return it. Point goes to South Webster. Not done just yet. It'll be Claxon's second service point of game one. Claxon lobs it over. Went forward by Sydney Miller this time. Set by Yoder. Here's the spike sent over by Audrey Miller. Blocked at the net. Sydney Miller will bump a four. Set back over by Cora Head. Set by Rayner. Set by Kestler. Here's a attempted dink by Mia Crum. Can't do it. Point goes to Garraway. And Garraway will win it 25-21 in game one of this best of five match. So 1-0 lead for Garraway. We'll take a break, come back with game two after this. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Having trouble with your farm equipment? Don't spend all your hard-earned money on buying new. Bring your equipment to Fisher Farm Service, located at 5327 Weller Road Northwest in New Philadelphia, and have their qualified technicians take a look at it. The technicians at Fisher Farm Service can fix your equipment and have it working as good as new. Their technicians specialize in tractors, combines, skid loaders, and balers. So the next time your farm equipment is not working to your standard, take it to Fisher Farm Service and get your equipment back to peak performance. Call Fisher Farm Service at 330-364-4449.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
tonight's opening serve brought to you by Pomeran Hospital in Middlesbrough. Pomeran was selected for the North Coast 99 Award. See how you can be a part of their exceptional team by visiting pomeran.org/careers. Garaway has the first serve to begin set number two. If they won game 125-21, sent over by Audrey Miller. Here's the set for South Webster. The spike over by Raynard. Diving dig attempt by Audrey Miller. Out the ends of Sydney Miller. Set back over somehow by Morgan. Slayball dug out by Claxton. Set by Kessler. The spike by Raynard. And dug out this time, not returned on the kill by Michaela Raynard. On a nice rally to start things off for game two. To side out to South Webster, they have a 1-0 lead. Of course, Garaway got off to that good start, then South Webster battled back in that last set. And Garaway held them off 25-21. Here's the serve by Raynard over the net. Dug out by Garaway, set now by Charlie Yoder. Here's the spike, centered by Corhead, dug out. Off the hands of Kessler on the set. Here's the dink over the net, off the hands of Bree Schuper. Now the set by Sydney Miller, the dink over the net by Morgan Slayball. Set back over, blocked by Slayball again. Off the hands of Claxton, the Kessler. The spike by Schuper, dug out off the hands of Charlie Yoder, set back over by Slayball. Now the spike slammed over on Mia Crum. Diving dig by Sydney Miller. Off the hands of Caitlin Mass. Set back over into the net by Sydney Miller. And a point goes to South Webster. 2-0 Lady Jeeps here in game number two. Again, Garaway leads this best of five match 1-0. And Raynard has the serve again. Lobs it over. Bump forward by Audrey Miller. Off the ends of Yoder. Set back over now by Cora Head. Bump forward. Now the set by Kessler. The dig of that by Mia Crum. Diving dig by Sydney Miller. Set by Yoder. And the spike by Morgan Slayball. And that's going to find the right back corner, Morgan Slayball. And it'll be a side out to Garaway. Just did sneak it in there. And Garaway will serve it at 1-2. And Cora Head will have the serve. Joe lob it over. Bump forward now by Claxton. Off the hands of Kessler. And sit back over on the hip now by Schuper, dug out. Bump forward by Audrey Miller, set head over the net by Slayball. It'll find the left back corner somehow on that hit by Slayball for the Garaway point. Tied up at 2 apiece. For a header, third service point for the match. Sends it over. Bump forward by Claxton. Dug out now by Kessler. Set back over on the hip by Raynor. And not returned. On the hit by Raynard for Garaway, it'll be a point for South Webster. Second kill for Raynard here in game two. She is now 7 for the match. Side out to South Webster. They have a 3-2 lead. Garaway leads the best-of-five match 1-0. 3-2 South Webster in game two. The serve sent over. Actually into the net, rather, on that serve by Sydney Kessler. And side out to Garaway, tied up at 3 apiece. Second tie. And set number two, Charlie Yoder is at the service line. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by Claxton. Goes high in the air. Now to Raynor, bumps it forward. Set over by Carrie Sun, and she'll spike it into the floor and does not clear the net. Point goes to Garaway. 4-3 Lady Pirates. And Charlie Yoder will send it over. Left back corner, bump forward by Claxton. The set now by Kessler. The spike over the net can be blocked by Slayball. Sent over the net and hit wide left on the intensive return by South Webster. Point to Garaway. Now have a 5-3 lead due to the Lady Pirates. Now the 2-point advantage. And Charlie Yoder will lob it over. Bump forward by Claxton. And the set by Kessler. The spike slammed over. And the kill by Mia Crum, the lefty. And a point to South Webster. Crum has their third kill for the match. The Jeeps will serve it down by a point at 4-5. Crum will have the serve. The left-hander will send it over. Bump forward, high in the air now by Audrey Miller to Yoder. Spiked over by True Tango, and she'll find the left back corner for the kill, True Tango. And that's going to go too long, excuse me. Correction will be a point for South Webster, so we'll tie it up at 5. Will the Jeeps, and they'll stay on their side on the serve. Sent over by Crum. Here's the set by Yoder. Here's the spike by Morgan Slayball. She'll get the kill that time. Trying to block it, couldn't do it. Slayball with the Garaway point. Side out Lady Pirates serving at 6-5. And Morgan Slayball has the serve. Lobs it over off the hands of Claxton. Hits it backwards and cannot return it. Point to Garaway. 7-5 Lady Pirates. Schlemel has her third service point for the match. Here we won game one, 25-21. They're up in game two, 7-5. Best of five, win by two at the win the 25 here. Of course, the service over into the net by Morgan Schlemel. And side out back to South Webster after she doesn't clear it, and they'll serve it 6-7. South Webster, just one loss all of last year, fell in the regional finals, and just two losses this season. Another terrific season for the Jeeps. Lauren Kaltenbach will have the serve. And lobs it over. Bumped forward by Schwartz. Off the hands of Yoder. Bumped forward over the net that time by Morgan Stable. Bumped forward now by South Webster. The dig over the net by Carrie Sun. Diving dig over the net by Tango, but a point awarded to Garraway on that push, and Garraway going to take an 8-6 lead. Quentin Schwartz now at the service line. And Schwartz will lob it into the net, side out to South Webster. Hanging around down by a point, 7-8, and Carrie Sun, it looks like she's going to have the serve. And Sun will send it over. Bumped backwards by Morgan Stable, can't return it, and that'll tie it up at 8 apiece on the serve by Carrie Sun. Her third service point for the match. Been tied at 2, 3, 5, and 8 here in set number 2. Sun will lob it over. And it goes too long that time on the serve. Side out Garraway up 9-8. Back to Garraway lead. And at the service line will be Caitlin Mass checking in, the senior. Mass will send it over the serve. Bump forward by Claxon. Set by Kesslar. And the spike by Raynard. Dug out by Caitlin Mass. Now to Sydney Miller. Audrey Miller will send it over the net. And it goes wide right on the hit. And that'll be a point for South Webster. So side out to the Jeeps. Tied up at 9 apiece. Another tie. Fifth tie here of game 2. Addie Claxon will be at the service line. Claxon lobs it over. Bump forward by Schlebel. The set by Yoder. The spike by Audrey Miller. Dug out by Claxon somehow. Off the hands. No, they're going to call a push on that one. Point goes to Garraway. On the hard slam by Audrey Miller. Side out Lady Pirates serving at 10-9. Audrey Miller's going to have the serve. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Set by Kesslar. Think of that by Mia Crum, dug out by Morgan Stable, set by Yoder. Here's a spike by Corhead, dug out high in the air off the hands of Horner. Now the spike by Raynard, and she'll get the kill. Michaela Raynard coming through on the slam. Third kill for game two. She has now 8 for the match. Side out to South Webster. We're tied up again at 10 apiece. 6th tie here of game two. Garraway leads the specified match 1-0. And Raynard will have the serve. Lobs it over. Dug out by Sydney Miller. Set by Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stable. Deflected. And she'll get the kill. Off the hands of Kesslar. Couldn't block it. Stable, her 4th kill for game 2. Garraway up 11-10. Corehead is at the service line. Lobs it over. Bump 4 by Claxon. Set by Kesslar. Here's the spike slammed over the net by Mia Crum. And she'll get the kill. On the attempted block by the Lady Pirates. Tied up at 11 apiece. We're tied again. And the serve by Sydney Kesslar. She'll lob it over. Bump four now by Caitlin Mass. The set by Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stable. And she'll slam it home for the kill. Again, coming through with that point when Garraway needs it. And a side out to the Lady Pirates. Now a 12-11 lead. Charlie Yoder, the sophomore, back at the service line. Lobs it over. Claxon bumps it forward. Set by Kesslar. And the spike by Crum. She'll slam it home. Once again, another answer from South Webster. Back and forth we go. Tied up at 12. Game 2 of this best-of-five match. And Crum has the serve. Left-hander will lob it into the net. Side out right back to Garraway. 13-12 Garraway. At the line, Morgan Schlabel. Sends it over, and it goes too long. And again, we're tied up. As we continue this pattern, Garraway takes a point lead, and South Webster answers. 13-13 the score. Seven ties so far in game two. At the line is Lauren Coltonbuck. And she'll lob it over the net. Dug out by Schwartz. Set by Yoder. Here's the spike by Audrey Miller. Buffed high in the air and the hit by Coltonbuck. The set by Kessler. The spike by Rayner. Deflected, and she'll slam it home. Schwartz trying to block it. Couldn't do it. And Rayner comes through with the kill. 14-13. Now South Webster has the lead. Fifth service point for the match for Lauren Coltonbuck. She'll serve it over. Before by Schwartz. Off the hands of Sydney Miller. Set back over by Audrey Miller over the net. Off the hands of Terry Sun. The set by Kessler. The spike by Raynard. Before by Morgan Stable. Now the set by Yoder. The spike by Audrey Miller. And she'll get the kill to the center back line. Audrey Miller ties it up at 14 apiece. Side out Garraway. Quentin Schwartz will have the serve. Schwartz lobs it over. And it's going to be a bit long on that. Very close. Took a chance kind of letting that go. But just inches too long on there. That serve by Schwartz. And it will be a side out to South Webster. So a 15-14 South Webster lead. And at the line, that's going to be Lakin McGraw, the senior, will have a serve. McGraw will lob it over. Bump forward by Schlabel, set by Yoder. Spiked by Audrey Miller, and Audrey Miller finds the center back line for the kill. And you knew that was going to happen, as we're going to be tied up again at 15. Garraway won game one, 25-21. It's tied up in game two at 15 apiece. Cora Head is at the service line. Head will lob it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Set by Kessler. Spike by Rayner. Actually, she'll dink it over instead. Bump forward and not return. I think I threw Garraway off, as it didn't mean. It'll be a point for South Webster. Addie Claxon at the service line. 16-15 South Webster lead. Timeout Garraway. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference, as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate, or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. It's been a good one so far. Tightly contested throughout the first set after Garraway took a big lead early. And then South Webster came back and really nip and tuck the rest of the way. Garraway won game one, 25-21. And we've been really back and forth the entire game two. And right now, a 16-15 score. So another close one here in game two. At the service line is Addie Claxon out of the timeout for the Jeeps. Claxon, the junior, will serve it over. And cannot be returned by the diving attempt of Caitlin Mast. Point South Webster, now a two-point lead at 17-15. Claxon, her third service point for the match. And she'll serve it over again. Bump forward by Caitlin Mast. Here's the set by Yoder. The spike by Cora Head. And hit by Head, going to fall in for the Garraway point. Side out to the Lady Pirates. Second kill for Head for the match. Garraway now serving at 16-17, down by one. Audrey Miller will serve it over the net, before by Claxon. Now to Kessler, the spike by Mia Crum. Dug out now by Audrey Miller. Now to Yoder, hits a high in the air. Center by Morgan Stable. She'll slam it home, Morgan Stable. Tied it tied up now at 17 apiece. Audrey Miller will serve it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Off the hands now of Kesslar. Here's a spike into the net by Crum. Point Garraway, and they've now regained the lead at 18-17. Back-to-back service points for Audrey Miller. Now has six for the match. She'll serve it over and hits it wide right. And again, we are deadlocked at 18. Right now, nobody can string them together. Back and forth we go. 18-18 the score. The Jeeps have the side out in the serve. Here's Michaela Raynard, the senior. She'll serve it over. Bump forward by Caitlin Mass, set by Yoder. Spike Morgan Schleyball, and she'll get the kill. And a side out right back to Garraway. You get her to that spot, that position. Nine times out of ten, she's slamming that one home. 19-18 Garraway. Corey Head's going to have the serve. Lobs it over, and that's going to go too long. Again, Claxon, the last second, she dove underneath that ball, and it does it wisely, and a side out back to South Webster, tied up at 19 apiece. Not sure how she ducked underneath that ball. She did. It'll be at the line now for South Webster. It is going to be Sydney Kesslar. Kesslar will lob it just over the net. Be diving dig by Caitlin Mass, set by Yoder. Sent over by Morgan Schleyball. Dug out. Set by Kesslar. Crum tried to dink it over. Hits it wide right. Point Garraway. And side out again to the Lady Pirates. And they'll have a 20-19 lead. At the line, Charlie Yoder. Again, play the 25, win by two. Yoder will lob it over. Bump four by Claxon. Set by Kesslar. Spike by Crum. Bump four now by Yoder. Bump four by Audrey Miller. Center by Morgan Stable. And that time it'll off the hands of Carrie Sun, who couldn't block it. Point goes to Garraway. Timeout, South Webster. 21-19 Garraway in game two. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
. 21-19 Garraway, a 2-point advantage. This has been tied at 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, and 19. And now Garraway, a 2-point advantage. Here's a serve by Charlie Yoder. Over the net, it'll be bumped forward high in the air by Claxon. Now the set by Kesslar. The spike by Carrie Sun. Bumped forward by Audrey Yoder, set by Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. Off the hands of Claxon. Can't return it. Point goes to Garraway. . 22-19 Lady Pirates. Charlie Yoder has three service points here in game two. Yoder lobs it over. Bump forward high in the air by Claxon. Think of that by Kesslar. Dugout. Now the set by Yoder. The spike by Trutangle. Block at the net. Off the end of Audrey Miller. Yoder shall send it over the net. Hit by Audrey Miller. Now the bump forward by Claxon. Here's the dink of the net. That time into the net, I should say, by Bree Schubert. And a point goes to Garraway. 23-19 Lady Pirates. And timeout South Webster. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Philip C.T. Gimdi is proud to sponsor this Garraway broadcast. The primary care facility will treat patients of all ages, from pediatrics through geriatrics. Dr. Teague will help manage and diagnose a variety of common illnesses and conditions, covering a broad spectrum of health issues. They're located at 153.5 North Broadway in Sugar Creek and the Sugar Creek Family Medical Center, across from the fire station, and accept most major insurance plans. Call 852-3211 for an appointment.
23-19 Garraway. Really, neither team could kind of pull away here. And until last several points here toward the end of this second set. Now, Garrowy has taken a four-point lead after went back and forth through much of this second set. Garrowy trying to take a commanding 2-0 lead if they can get these next 2 points. Charlie Yoder out of the timeout. Yoder lobs it over. Went for by Claxon, set by Kesslar. Spiked by Kerry Sun, and hits it. Too long. Point goes to Garrowy, up 24-19. And possible game point coming up, 24-19 Garrowy. Yoder serves it over. Dug out by Claxon, set by Kesslar. And dug out by Garrowy, hit it wide left that time. Point to Southwestern. They'll stay alive for now. Sign out to the Jeeps. Now serving at 20-24. It'll be Mia Crum at the line. And serves it over. Dug out. Set by Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stabell. She'll wind up and slam it home. Garrowy wins it 25-20. And Garrowy has taken a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. We'll take a break. Come back with game three very shortly. This is Regional Semifinal Volleyball on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated is proud to be a part of this Garrowy broadcast. At Southern Brothers, they offer sand, gravel, topsoil, and fill dirt, mason sand, and concrete sand. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays from 7 to noon, and closed on holidays. Call 330-756-2244. That's 330-756-2244. Located on Sunland Road Northwest in Beach City. Southern Brothers Sand and Gravel Incorporated. Men with true grit.
Garrowy won game one, 25-21. They come back to win game two, 25-20. Both the sets have been evenly contested, but Garrowy has gotten enough to get the edge, and they've taken commanding 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. If Garrowy would win game three, they'll close out the match and move on to their first ever regional championship. So obviously Southwestern needs to win this third set if they want to extend this match. Winner moves on to the Saturday's regional final against Marion Pleasant, who won in straight sets in their regional semifinal win over in Nelsonville, York. That'll be this Saturday, 2 o'clock, back here at Heath High School. McRae alongside with you. This match being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaise and Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. And it'll be the serve here for Southwestern's Addie Claxon. Will serve it over. Bump to the right side by Sydney Miller. Bump four. Sent back over on the hit now by Charlie Yoder. Dug out by Claxon. Here's the set by Kesslar. Dick over the net by Rainer. And sit back there. That'll be a point, rather, for who? The point be awarded to Garrowy, it looks like. So Garraway's going to get that point. So side out to the Lady Pirates. And now a 1-0 lead. Andre Miller's not going to have this serve. Scholes center to the left front corner off the hands of Colton Bach. Now to Claxon. Sit back over by Rainer. Dug out by Andre Miller. Set by Yoder. The spike by Corhead. She'll hit it too long. Side out, Southwestern. Tied up now at one apiece. Reminder, we'll also have playoff football tomorrow night. Of course, Garaway playing close to Lakeview. We'll be video live streaming that on the WKLM YouTube page and also on Stream 2. And, of course, we'll also have West Olds at Unioto on YouTube tomorrow night as well. Here's the serve sent over the net by Raynard, bumped forward by Andre Miller. Here's the set by Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. Sips off the top of the net and I believe falls in. And it will be a point for Garaway. So Morgan Stable, even when she doesn't hit it well, it still finds the other side. Side out to Garaway, a 2-1 advantage. Core header will send it over. Dug out by Claxton. Set by Kestar. Set back over by Mia Crum. Going to hit it wide right. And a point for Garaway, a 3-1 advantage. Core ahead will lob it over. Bump four now by Horner. Dug out by Kestar. Sip over on the hip now that time by Southwebster. Bump four by Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. She'll line it up and she'll slam it home off the hands of Claxton, who could not return it. Morgan Stable, another kill. 4-1 Garaway. Again, Garaway, if they win this third set, they'll close out the match. Trying to make history are the Lady Pirates. Hedder will send it over. Bump four by Claxton. Here's the set by Kestar. The think of that off the hands now of Crum. And the set by Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. And she'll get the kill again. Garaway a 5-1 advantage. Core ahead now has 5 service points for the match. 5-1 Garaway. And she'll lob it over. Bump off the hands of Claxton. Set by Kestar. Here's the hit over the net by Crum. Dug out by Audrey Miller to Yoder. Set back over by Morgan Stable. Bump forward by Claxton up in the air. It'll be blocked at the net by Crum. Kept alive by Head, who sends it over the net. Now the set by Kerry Sun. The set by Kestar. Hit over the net by the time by Southwebster. Bump forward by Garaway. Set now by Kestar. Here's a spike by Raynard. And that'll find the right back corner for the kill. Much needed a point for Southwebster. Michaela Rayner coming through and a sign out to the Lady Jeeps, serving at 2-5. Trailing by 3, Garaway leads this best of 5 match, though, 2-0. And for the Jeeps with the serve, going to be Sydney Kestar, who lobs it over. Bump 4 now by Corehead, set by Yoder. Here's the spike by Morgan Stable. Bump 4 high in the air by Kerry Sun. Set back over by Schwartz. Bump 4 by Rayner. Now the set by Kestar. Here's a spike by Bria Schupert. Blocked at the net by Quentin Schwartz. Point goes to Garaway. Side out Lady Pirates up 6-2. And again, they lead this best of 5 match 2-0. At the line, Charlie Yoder. Garaway 21-4, ranked 10th in Division 6. And Southwebster 21-2, they're ranked 8th in Division 6. Serve sent over, dug out by Claxton. Bump 4 now by Rayner. Step back over the hit by Sun. Actually, she hits it into the net, rather. Does not clear a point, Garaway, and a 7-2 advantage. Timeout. Southwebster 7-2, Garaway in game 3. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Winner moves on to take on 15th-ranked Marion Pleasant, who won in straight sets over Nelsonville York. And right now, it's Garaway who's in command. Up 2-0 and also a 7-2 advantage in set 3, trying to close this thing out if they can win this third set and capture their first ever regional semifinal win in school history. At the line, that is going to be Charlie Yoder. She'll lob it over. Bump four by Claxton. Set by Kestar. The spike by Crum, and she'll slam it home for the kill by the left-hander, Mia Crum, who now has 6 kills for the match. Side out to the Jeeps, serving at 3-7. And Crum will have the serve. She'll lob it just over the net, bump off the hands of True Tango, set by Charlie Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stable, hits it a blip wide right, and a point one DB for Southwebster. They'll now serve it at 4-7. Crum will lob it over the net off the hands of Tango. Bump four now by Morgan Stabo. Tango will send it over. Deflected. Bump four now by South Webster, set by Kestar. Dink over the net off the hands of Rainer. Diving dig by Sydney Miller. Here's the spike by Quinn Stabo. Quinn Schwartz, excuse me. Bump four now by Kestar. And the dink over the net by Schubert. Dug out. Spiked over by Morgan Stabo. Dug out now by Rainer. Bump four by Kestar. The dink over the net by Carrie Sun. Off the hands now of Caitlin Mass to Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stabo, and she'll get the kill. Sun trying to block it, couldn't do it. Side out Garraway, now up 8-4. And Stabo will have the serve. And serves it over. Off the hands of Rainer. Bump four now by Claxon. Set back over by Carrie Sun. Deflected, and via the net violation point goes to Garraway. They have a 9-4 advantage. Morgan Stabo. Four service points for her for the match. And serves it over. Bump four by Carrie Sun. Here's a set. Now the spike slammed over by Bree Schubert. She'll get the kill on the attempted block by Garraway. Side out South Webster serving at 5-9. Down by four. At the line, Lauren Coltenbach. See if they can string a few together here for the Jeeps. The Coltenbach will serve it over. Bump four now by Schwartz. Here's a set by Yoder. And the spike sent over by Audrey Miller. Bump four by Claxon. Now the set by Kestler. The spike slammed too long on the hit by Rainer. Thought it was deflected, but not the case. Side out to Garraway, a 10-5 lead. Quinn Schwartz will have the serve. And lobs it over. Bump four by Claxon. Now the set by Kestler. The spike blocked at the net by Audrey Miller. And point goes to Garraway. 11-5 Lady Pirates. Quinn Schwartz gets the service point. Her third for the match. And serves it over. Bumped up in the air. Now the set by Kestler. The spike by Carrie Sun. And she'll slam it home. Off the attempted block by Audrey Miller. Carrie Sun has her third kill for the match. Sign out Seth Webster serving at 6-11. Garraway won game 1, 25-21. And Garraway a winner also in game 2, 25-20. Chiefs have the serve. Down by 5 in game 3. Serve will be lobbed over by McGraw. Bump forward set by Yoder. Here's the spike by True Tango. And she'll slam it home. True Tango that time. First second kill for the match. Side out Garraway up 12-6. Caitlin Mast is at the line. And lobs it over the net. Bumped up in the air. Off the hands of Coltenbach. Bump four. Set back over by Rainer. Diving dig over the net. Off the hands now of Kestler. Here's the spike by Rainer. And she'll stay at home. Off the hands of Cora Head. Michaela Raynard has the kill. Her second for game 3. And now the serve for South Webster serving at 7-12, down by 5. And Annie Claxon, the libero, will lob it over. Dug up by Sydney Miller. Charlie Yoder set back over now by Court Head. Bump four down by Claxon, set by Kestler. The spike by Raynard. Done. She'll get the kill. Off the diving attempt and attempted dig by Morgan Stable. Claxon will get that service point. And that is her fourth for the match. Serving now at 8-12. Claxon lobs it over. Bump backwards by Sydney Miller. Can't return it. Point to South Webster. Now back to within 3 at 9-12. Again, every one of these games have been fairly tightly contested. Claxon. She'll lob it over. And that time, it'll go too long. That time, Sydney Miller kind of let that one go at the last second, and it will be a point for Garraway. So side out to the Pirates, serving at 13-9. Audrey Miller will serve it over. Bump forward. Have the set by Castell, the spike by Crum, and she'll slam it home for the kill. Side out to South Webster, trying to hang in this thing. Trailing by 3, serving at 10-13. Michaela Raynard. The senior is at the service line. She'll lob it over. Dug out by Audrey Miller. Now the Charlie Yoder. Sent over the hip by Corehead. Bump four now by Horner. Dug out by Kestar. Sent over the spike by Schubert. Blocked at the net by Head. Sent back over now by Kestar. Bump four by Sydney Miller. Set by Yoder. Spike by Morgan Stable. Dug out high in the air by Claxon. Set by Kestar. Spike by Crum. Dug out by Sydney Miller. Off the hands now. Hit over the net by Yoder. Slam back over by Mia Crum. Dug out by Sydney Miller. Now the Yoder. The spike by Morgan Stable. Diving dig by Horner. Off the hands now. Raynard. Set back over on the hip by Claxon. Bump forward by Audrey Miller. Set by Yoder. And the spike by Head. Blocked the net by Mia Crum. Point goes to South Webster. And back to within two, serving at 11-13. Michaela Raynard will lob it over. Bump four now by Audrey Miller to Yoder. Spike Morgan Stable. Dug out by Claxon again. And bump over the net off the hands of Raynard. Diving dig. Now the set by Yoder. The spike sent over by Corehead. Bump four by Claxon. Now the set by Kestar. The spike by Crum. Dug out by Sydney Miller. Spike again by Crum. This time she'll get the kill. And Southwestern back in it. Down by a point at 13-12 in game three. Timeout called. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM. Check out this property located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Berlin. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $420,000. Nestled in the picturesque Hawks Landing neighborhood, this ranch home is in the heart of Amish country. Built in 2017, this residence boasts three bedrooms and two full bathrooms, first floor laundry, and attached garage. While the full basement, already plumbed for a bathroom, presents an exciting opportunity for customization. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Hasn't been tied since it was tied at one here in this third set, but Southwestern trying to do it right here, down 13-12. And at the service line, Michaela Rayner, who's gotten the last two service points for the Jeeps. She'll serve it over. Bump four by Audrey Miller, set by Yoder. Now, dig over that by Morgan Stable. Diving dig out the hands now of Kestar. Dunk over by Schubert. Diving dig again by Garraway. Sit back over by Morgan Stable on the spike. This time bump four by Claxon to Kestar. Spiked over by Schubert. Diving dig attempt again by Caitlin Mass. Dunk over now by Morgan Stable. Here's a spike. Slammed over by Mia Crum. That'll find the right back corner, and we are all knotted up at 13. Second tie of game three. Raynard at the service line. And she'll lob it over. Bump four by Audrey Miller. Now to Yoder. Morgan Stable slams it over, deflected, and it falls into the left front corner. Point goes to Garraway. Side out Garraway up 14-13. Cora Head has the serve. And she'll send it over. Bump four by Horner. Here's the set by Kestar. Set back over on the hit that time by Southwester. Bump four by Yoder. Here's the spike by Morgan Stable. Deflected off the net. Dug out by Raynard. Set by Kestar. Spike by Schubert. Dug out by Morgan Stable. Set by Yoder again. Stable spikes it over. Deflected. And she'll get the point for the Lady Pirates. Morgan Stable coming through again. 15-13 Garraway. Forehead at the service line, and she will serve it over. Bump forward by Horner, set by Kestler. The spike by Crum, blocked by Quentin Schwartz. Dug out again, and set back over by Raynard. Here's a set by Yoder. The spike by Stable, and she'll slam it home again. Morgan Stable. 16-13, Lady Pirates. Head has the serve. Lobs it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Set by Kestar. The spike by Crum. Dug out by Audrey Miller. Just over the net. And it slips over there and it crawls on the other side and it falls in to that center front line. Point goes to Garraway. They'll get the roll that time. Core ahead now. Five service points for game three alone. 17-13 Garraway. She'll serve it over. Bump forward by Claxon. Set by Kestar. The spike by Crum. Bump forward by Audrey Miller. Now to Yoder. Sent over on the spike by Morgan Stable, hit off the top of the net. Skips over, point goes to Garraway. All of a sudden, they've gotten on a roll here after it was tied up at 13, and Garraway now five straight points. They have an 18-13 lead. Core ahead has the serve. Lobs it over, bump forward by Claxon. Think of the net by Kestar, blocked by Schwartz, point for Garraway. And timeout, Seth Webster, 19-13 Garraway. This is regional semifinal volleyball on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It was 13-all, and since then, all Garraway, they've rounded off six consecutive points, and the Lady Pirates have a 19-13 lead. The lead to specify match does Garraway 2-0. Core head is at the service line. Head will serve it over. Bump forward by Claxon. The set by Kestar, and gets called for the push, and another point goes to Garraway. 20-13, Lady Pirates. Head will send it over. Dug out by Claxon, off the hands of Kestar. Sent over the net by Schubert. Diving dig by Caitlin Mass. Set by Yoder. And the spike. Slam home to the center back line. Morgan Schlabel. 21-13 Garraway. Eight straight points for the Lady Pirates. Head will serve it over. Dug out by Claxon. Set by Kestar. Spiked over by Crum. Diving dig attempt off the hands of Schwartz and over the net somehow by Yoder. Now the set by Kessler, the spike by Crum. Bump forward by Audrey Miller. Now to Yoder. And the dig of the net by Morgan Stable off the hands of Kessler. Set back over by Claxon. Off the hands now of Head. Dig of the net by Quinn Schwartz. Dug out by Raynard. Set by Kessler. The spike by Crum. Bump high in the air by Audrey Miller. Bump forward now by Core Head. Set back over by Yoder. Dug out by Claxon. Here's the set. Kestar, the spike, slam home by Mia Crum. And that will finally snap the string of eight consecutive points scored by Garraway. Jace will serve it now at 14-21, now down by seven. Kestar will serve it over. Bump forward. Off the hands of Yoder. Think of that, actually to the net, shy of the net on the attempted dink by Morgan Schlabel, and it will be a point for South Webster. Now serving at 15-21. Sydney Kestler, that's her first service point for the match. Lobs it over, bump forward by Audrey Miller, now set by Yoder. Spike by Schlabel, bumped high in the air on the attempted dink by Claxon, and goes wide left, point goes to Garraway. 22-15 Lady Pirates. They'll have the serve. Charlie Yoder at the line. Yoder lobs it over. Bump to the right side. Raider can't return it. Point Garraway. Garraway trying to make history. Yoder lobs it over. Bump high in the air by Raynard. Dug out by Kestler. The spike by Kerry Sun. Diving dig attempt by Audrey Miller. Garraway can't return it. Point goes to South Webster. Kerry Sun with that kill. And that's going to be her second for game three, her fourth kill for the match. Sign out to the Jeep, serving at 16-23. Mia Crum has the serve, and she will lob it over. Bump forward now by Morgan Stable, set by Yoder. Stable will spike it over, deflected, and dug out by Rainer, set by Kestar. The spike by Schubert, blocked to the net by Quinn Schwartz. Dug out. Now the set again by Kestar. The spike by Kerry Sun, and she'll slam it home. Back-to-back kills, Kerry Sun. 17-23, and Mia Crum with the serve again. down by six. She'll lob it over. Bump high in the air by Audrey Miller. Bump 4 mile by Yoder. And set back over by Morgan Stable. Dug out by Rainer. Set by Kestar. Set back over on the hit by South Webster. Now the set by Yoder. Think of that off the hands of True Tango. It falls into the center front corner. True Tango gets the point for Garrowy up 24-17. And possible game point in match point. And Morgan Stable appropriately is at the service line. She'll send it over. And it's going to go too long on the serve. Side out to Southwestern. We'll have to hold off just a little bit longer. As the Jeeps will serve it now at 18-24. Lauren Kaltenbach will have the serve. And she'll serve it over. Bump four by Stable. Set by Yoder. And the spike, Audrey Miller. She'll slam it home to the left back corner, Audrey Miller. And Garrowy wins it. 25-18. And the Lady Pirates will move on to the regional finals for the first time in school history. Garrowy wins it in straight sets tonight. They've been to the regional semifinals now three times in their school's history. In 1991, in 93, and now back here in 2024, but they'll move on to the regional championship for the first time ever with the win tonight over South Webster. And Garrowy indeed will take on Marion Pleasant, ranked 15th in Division 6 this Saturday, 2 o'clock here at Heath High School in the regional championship. So Garrowy hits the win in straight sets. They'll move on to the regional finals for the first time in school history. We'll take a timeout. Back to you after this on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently. Decrease employee turnover and increase your bottom line.
Having trouble with your farm equipment? Don't spend all your hard-earned money on buying new. Bring your equipment to Fisher Farm Service, located at 5327 Weller Road Northwest in New Philadelphia, and have their qualified technicians take a look at it. The technicians at Fisher Farm Service can fix your equipment and have it working as good as new. Their technicians specialize in tractors, combines, skid loaders, and balers. So the next time your farm equipment is not working to your standard, take it to Fisher Farm Service and get your equipment back to peak performance. Call Fisher Farm Service at 330-364-4449.
It is the final. Garrowy will make history tonight as they'll move on to the regional championship for the first time in their school's history as they'll win it in straight sets over South Webster. And for Garrowy, they jumped out to a 10-4 lead in game one. South Webster came back to tie it up at 13 apiece. Then Garrowy outscored them 12-8 the rest of the way. And Garrowy won game one 25-21. Then in game two, really nip and tuck the entire way as for that second set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ties in game two. The last tie was at 19. Then all Garrowy, the final stretch as they would outscore
South Webster 6-1 the rest of the way after it was tied at 19. And Garaway won game two, 25-21. And then in game three, it was tied up at 13 apiece. Then Garaway would rattle off eight consecutive points. They led it 21-13, and they go on to get the win, 25-18 in game number three, to close it out in straight sets. Leading the way, as for usual for Garaway, Morgan Stabaugh, the IVC South Player of the Year, had 26 kills for the match to go along with her four service points, while Corey Head had 10 service points and two kills. Audrey Miller had six service points and nine kills for the match, seven service points for Charlie Yoder, and also three kills for True Tango for the match, three service points, two kills for Quinn Schwartz as well for the match for Garaway. For South Webster tonight, for them leading the way, Michaela Raynard had 13 kills and 5 service points. 11 kills also for Mia Crum. And 5 service points apiece for Addie Claxon and Lauren Kaltenbach. And also 5 kills for the match for Carrie Sum. Garaway, the 10th-ranked team in Division 6, now the 22-4 on the year. They won 7 straight. They'll take on 15th-ranked Pleasant. It'll be this Saturday in the regional finals, 2 o'clock here at Heath High School, after Pleasant won their match in the straight sets earlier tonight over Nelsonville York. With the loss, the 8th-ranked South Webster, already to the regionals for a 5th consecutive year. They'll end their season, though, with the record of 21-3, snapping a 2-match winning streak for the Lady Jeeps. Reminder, of course, tomorrow night we'll have playoff football coming away. We'll have Garaway playing host to Lakeview, of course. We'll be video live streaming that on YouTube and also be on Stream 2 on our website, so don't miss that. And also, of course, we'll have West Olmsted at Unioto. That'll be on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream 1 and also on YouTube for that game tomorrow night as well, for those two playoff football games for tomorrow night. And, of course, don't miss Saturday. We'll have that regional championship match for you with Garaway against Pleasant. That'll be on YouTube and Stream 2. On Saturday. Of course, we have the Ohio State game going on the radio, so we'll have that on YouTube and Stream 2 on Saturday. Airtime for that will be at 1:30 and the first serve at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And also on Sunday, we'll have Boys Division 5 Regional Championship Soccer from Streetsboro. Central Christian is taking on Lake Center Christian. That'll be on YouTube and Stream 2. Airtime for that will be right around 11:40 a.m. coming up on Saturday for that. So still plenty of action coming your way all weekend long on WKLM. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for tonight. Casey Claxon producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Andrew Dunlap working in the camera. And also thanks to Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm Matt Coy. Again, the final in Division 6 regional semifinal volleyball from Heath High School. Garaway moving on to the regional finals for the first time in school history as they win it in straight sets over South Webster. And they'll take on Pleasant this Saturday afternoon in their regional championship. So long, everybody.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of WKLM Radio and Claxon Communications.